Mesdames, Messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue à
Ladies
cette
and welcome
conférence de presse qui n'est pas trop tardive, contrairement à nos habitudes.
Unlike
nous
our
avons
usual press conferences, this one's
discuté,
not too late in
puisqu'il nous a rendu visite avec le représentant du Fonds monétaire international, la situation
the representative from the
dans
IMF
la zone euro,
kind
avec
enough to visit
ministre
us
polonais,
today.
M. Marek.
The previous Belka, Polish Prime Minister
Marek est en Europe pour procéder à une mission intérimaire
and he's involved in an interim mission in Europe
qui
at the moment,
se distingue de la mission article 4
which is separate from
normal,
the article
usual,
4
nous n'avons pas décelé dans les propos de M. Belka et dans notre propre opinion sur la situation dans la zone euro, des différences qui méritent d'être rapportées.
We didn't see any major differences between what he said and what we see.
Je n'ai pas besoin de développer davantage.
Nothing worth reporting there, so I don't think I need to say anything more about that.
Oralement.
Mr. Belka will make an oral presentation to the
les impressions qu'il a pu
board of the IMF, reporting back to them on his impressions,
covered a broad
range of issues, saying that 2010 basically is not the year when we should start with drawing budgetary and fiscal stimuli.
We all agreed
that in 2011 that would be the year to start consolidating our public finances, and we agreed with him when he said that the euro was overvalued and that some adjustment in that area would be desirable. As ever, we talked about the economic situation in the
Eurozone
earlier, the situation on the financial markets and the recent developments in exchange rates. I
les impressions que le président Trichet, le commissaire Almunia et moi-même nous avons tirées de nos entretiens du week-end dernier en Chine.
Last weekend in China, we went there.
J'ai brièvement résumé le contenu des entretiens que nous avons eus. Vous savez que nous avons rencontré le Premier ministre chinois, le gouverneur de la Banque centrale, le ministre des Finances et le membre du Conseil d'État chinois en charge des politiques monétaires et économiques. Nous avons expliqué à nos amis chinois
took the opportunity to explain to our Chinese friends that we do not want to see any abrupt about turn in Chinese monetary policy, but we would like to see a gradual and orderly appreciation of the yuan against the euro because we don't think it is right that an economy which is growing strongly, the role of China is going to have a 8% GDP growth.
Dévalue le cours de sa monnaie par
we don't
rapport
see
à la
that it makes any sense for such a country's
currency
to be devalued compared to a currency like the euro, where growth trends are far less rosy than what we've seen in China. We thought an appreciation of the renminbi against the euro was something which was desirable, with a view to reducing the global imbalances that we are witnessing. Now, of course, the global imbalances are on down to the euro. We thought that the appreciation of the renminbi was in the interest not only of us in Europe, but also of the Chinese people, because their purchasing power would increase and it would give them more control over the monetary policy. However, the Chinese, our Chinese friends, don't see things in quite the same way. No surprises to us there, but
les autorités chinoises et notamment le Premier ministre, le point de vue qui est le nôtre,
put forward our point of view to the Chinese authorities, particularly to the Prime Minister.
En information pour les uns et pour les autres,
discussions that we had
were conduites d'une façon
full of useful information for both sides. They were conducted in a frank atmosphere, which is not always the case when such discussions take place, it has to be said. We came back from China.
Sur,
not exactly reassured as to the immediate change that the Chinese might make to their monetary policy, but at least that we had made sure that our message got across. We also discussed the Dubai question.
The events in Dubai
showed quite clearly that there is still a lot of fragility.
Les problèmes auxquels se trouve acculé Dubaï n'affectent dans une très faible mesure la zone euro, puisque l'exposition de notre établissement bancaire est vraiment limitée.
The exposure of our banking institutions to Dubai are very limited. No worries for the economic growth of the eurozone. The events in Dubai are not going to stop the Eurozone returning to a growth path. We think that the negative effects from the fallout of Dubai will be very minor indeed, and there's no real cause for concern there. We also had a look at the budgetary situation of 13 or 12 member states. The Commission has made a number of proposals under the Stability and Growth Pact, and we adopted some recommendations as prepared by the Commission.
De l'Eurogroup,
and the Eurogroup bodies, particularly the Euro Working Group, which is a subgroup of the Economic and Financial Committee. But all the recommendations which were adopted today are to be seen in the light of the strict implementation of the reformed Stability and Growth Pact as reformed in 2006. And they
nous avons consacré un examen assez étendu à la situation de la Grèce.
Situation
vous savez que la situation
Greece.
Grecque est préoccupante. Vous savez
the
que situation le gouvernement,
in Greece,
le nouveau
as
gouvernement
you know, the new
a présenté un projet de budget
has come forward with a draft budget
fait apparaître que le déficit
pour
l'année 2010 sera de l'ordre de 9,1%. Nous pensons que c'est un premier pas important dans la bonne direction, mais que d'autres pas doivent suivre. Nous insistons auprès du gouvernement grec pour qu'il y ait en cours de l'année 2010 d'autres mesures qui corrigeront le niveau trop élevé des dépenses budgétaires et d'autres mesures pour rééquilibrer les finances
to take other measures to bring their public finances in Greece back into balance.
Le gouvernement grec qui n'a pas pris d'action effective au sens où entend le traité, ce que l'Ecofin de demain va constater, a pris de bonnes mesures, mais que d'autres mesures doivent être prises. Nous allons suivre attentivement la situation grecque.
Keeping a close eye on the situation in Greece. Greece will be coming back with a new stability program in January. The Commissioner called upon Greece to do this as quickly as possible, and we will come back to the situation in Greece with a recommendation in February.
Nous avons discuté de la mise en application du nouveau traité.
Then we talked about the consequences of the entry into force of the
Lisbon Treaty. Le comité économique et financier, sur base d'un rapport établi par la Commission, nous présentera pour notre réunion de janvier
in January, you will
tous les changements
receive
que
an
le
indication
traité
of all
comporte
the changes
et toutes les conséquences qui découleront de ce changement
the entry into force
sur notre
of the
méthode de travail. Nous
and what this will mean for our working methods. And we also agreed
le protocole 14 prévoyant l'élection du président de l'Eurogroup pour une durée de 2 ans et demi, que le mandat du président actuel
ne sera pas prolongé.
Je veux dire que le président actuel de l'Eurogroup a un mandat jusqu'à la fin 2010, nous avons retenu à l'unanimité comme au mois de janvier.
All
le président de l'Eurogroup sera élu pour une période de 2 ans et demi, comme le prévoit
the Eurogroup president would be elected for 2.5 years. I told my colleagues that I was prepared to succeed myself, as I As far as I know, to date there is no other candidate on the table, and I think there was broad agreement on the proposal that I have made. Rather an extraordinary one that I had to put my own name forward to succeed myself, but there was no voices in protest in particular, and quite a few words of encouragement, but this will be taken up again in January.
I will add brief comments on the discussion regarding the implementation of the Stability and Growth Pact. I will not repeat all the proposals. You know that the Commission a few weeks ago adopted proposals for two groups of countries, members of the euro area. First, for the member states that received in the first part of the year recommendations for the correction of the excessive deficit. In those countries, three of them, France, Ireland and Spain, adopted effective action, and given that the external environment has evolved in an adverse sense, and given that they adopted effective action, our proposal adds 1 year for the correction, for the deadline of the correction, and even with this additional year, the fiscal efforts are more important. The fiscal efforts for Ireland represents 2% of GDP every year in structural terms. For Spain, a percentage above 1.5%. For France, a fiscal effort above 1% on structural terms a year. Whereas in the case of Greece, we consider that no effective action was adopted, and this will mean that in February, the Eurogroup and the ECOFIN will need to consider new recommendations under the next step in the procedure. In the case of other 8 members of the euro area, we have adopted, the Eurogroup have discussed and adopted for the first time recommendations for the correction of the excessive deficit. In this case, in a few countries, namely Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands, we consider that the consolidation can start in 2011, given that they have enough room for maneuver. And in all the other cases, the consolidation should start in 2010. And because of the different situations, the size of the deficit, the level of the public debt, the other macroeconomic conditions, the assessment regarding the sustainability of their public finances. In the case of Italy and Belgium, the deadline for the correction is 2012. In all the other cases, is 2013. And this means that different fiscal efforts are required, as you know, because I explained with more detail the respective fiscal efforts when we adopted the Commission proposals. I think it's to be underlined that all the members of the Eurogroup have considered that this represents a package, that it represents a coherent package, and that this represents a package that is consistent with our global assessment about the fiscal exit strategy, that should still maintain an expansionary fiscal stance in the euro area in 2010, and will change the orientation of the fiscal policy in 2011, starting an aggregate consolidation, provided that the central scenario described in our forecast is confirmed. And I think it's very important to show how the fiscal framework is a useful tool to give coherence to the fiscal exit strategy of the euro area, and at the same time, I think it's very positive that the implementation of the fiscal discipline and the implementation of the Stability and Growth Pact in these very difficult circumstances continues to be agreed by unanimity. Thank you.
Do you have questions, please? Yes.
Yes, Prime Minister Juncker, if you could clarify just a couple of things for us. As I understand it, your current term as Eurogroup chairman ends at the end of 2010. Was I correct in understanding that you're going to serve out the rest of that term, and then there'll be a new they'll be selected a new chairman of the Eurogroup. If you could just clarify that. And also for the decisions about public finances in the Eurozone, is this the final decision now? I mean, now that the Eurogroup is a formal institution and is dealing with Eurozone matters, or does there have to be a decision tomorrow as well? Thanks.
As concerns your first question, the point I made was to make clear that in January I will be a candidate for the presidency of the Eurogroup for a mandate of 2 years and a half. So this mandate would start in January 2010 and would come to an end in June 2012. The second point related to other consequences resulting from the new treaty is that in January we'll discuss all these different consequences. It's quite clear that the Eurogroup, which is for the first time clearly mentioned in a treaty, whereas until now it was a decision by the European Council only, the Eurogroup, which has entered the treaty, will decide on its own affairs, because the voting rights are re-articulated in a way that when it comes to EDPs and to other issues, only the member states being part of the Eurogroup have the right to vote. But I am strongly insisting on the need we have to have good relations with the non-Euro member states, and the ECOFIN Council will be given a debrief after each meeting of the Eurogroup, and if a presidency is in the chair which is representing a country not being a Euro member country, of course the presidency of the Eurogroup and then non-Euro presidency have to develop as close as possible relations.
If I can add regarding your second question, with the Lisbon Treaty, for this EDP's decision, the right to vote belongs only to the Euro area members when we are sending recommendations to Euro area members, with the only exception of the member state concerned that has not the right to vote on their own recommendations. And the second remark is that even if the vote is belongs only to the Euro area members, from the formal point of view, the decision will be adopted tomorrow within the ECOFIN, but with only the Euro area members having the right to vote. Politically, it has been agreed today.
Bonsoir. À propos de la Grèce, Monsieur le Président, Monsieur le Commissaire,
President, Commissioner,
que la situation en Grèce est préoccupante.
You said you're concerned depuis un bon about moment, Greece.
Depuis un bon moment, il y a des rumeurs, et ces
there
rumeurs sont répétées dans des articles dans le monde entier, dans les journaux, sur la situation mauvaise de l'économie grecque, à tel point qu'on a eu la bourse tombée à de très bas points, beaucoup de monde parle de la faillite de l'État grec. Moi, personnellement, j'attendais de votre part un mot pour soutenir cette...
Cet effort grec, you would have some words of support for the Greek effort,
sur sa, sur la faillite de l'État grec. À ce moment-là, vous pensez que nous sommes, la Grèce est devant la porte du Fonds monétaire international, ou bien la zone euro peut, spécialement pour la Grèce, la tenir à une position acceptable d'un point de vue financier et économique. Merci.
J'ai dit que le gouvernement grec,
en présentant son projet
de développement de Greece, Greece has made an important first step towards a consolidation of the Greek public finances, but that other corrective measures have to be adopted.
Secondly,
President Trichet,
the Commissaire
Almunia, President Trichet, Mr. Almunia and myself, when we were in China, we said that the scenarios, ill-founded scenarios about Greek bankruptcy were completely aberrant.
La question que vous me posez ne se pose pas.
The question you've raised does not exist. Greece is not or will not be in a state of bankruptcy. We are convinced that the Greek Parliament, the Greek government, will take all necessary measures to correct the budgetary condition of Greece. There's no hint of bankruptcy as far as Greece is concerned. Now, if you want to engage in such speculation, you're making a very serious error.
Wolfgang Preußel, Financial Times Deutschland, mit einer Frage für den Herrn Juncker. Könnten Sie bitte erklären, warum heute die Entscheidung nicht schon gefällt werden konnte, was die Verlängerung Ihrer Amtszeit bzw. das Votum Ihrer Amtszeit auf der Basis des Lissabon-Vertrages einging? Es sind doch alle Daten bekannt und was sich ändert durch den Lissabon-Vertrag ist ja eigentlich auch klar. Warum muss jetzt noch mal einen Monat darüber nachgedacht werden und hat Frau Lagarde auch sozusagen ihre Einschätzung der Lage dargelegt, weil sie ja gestern in Berlin bei dem Treffen mit Herrn Schäuble da offenbar gesagt hat, dass sie jetzt noch nicht wählen will und dass noch darüber nachgedacht werden soll. Und vielleicht als letzte Frage, sollen Sie ein Programm vorlegen für die nächste Zeit, auf dessen Basis dann abgestimmt wird? Danke.
Das sind vier Fragen in einer.
That's four questions in one, really.
Es bestand der Wunsch in der Eurogruppe, dass man im Januar sich vollumfänglich über die Vertragsänderungen, die daraus resultieren, braucht der Eurogruppenchef ein eigenes Sekretariat?
Wie können wir
die Koordinierung der Wirtschaftspolitik etwas straffer gestalten? Nach welcher Methode gehen wir dann vor? Das sind also sachliche Punkte, die sich zur Erörterung points
which we are duty bound to discuss under the new treaty.
Ansonsten habe ich breite Zustimmung erhalten für eine Weiterführung.
There's also a broad measure of support for my new mandated period of further 2.5 years.
Frau Lagarde, Madame Lagarde, since you asked the question, indicated expressly that
she will confirm this in January and France will vote yes. Mr. Schäuble made the same commitment. So there's a very broad a measure of support for this appointment. As to whether I have a program, yes.
Wobei klargestellt wurde, dass
it needs to be clear, of course.
Die nicht formale Ernennung von heute nicht erklärt werden kann durch das Nichtvorlegen eines Programms.
My not presenting a program here today is not something you can read anything into. I mean, it's something completely separate and different from the question of my appointment. This is not a question which relates to Schäuble and Lagarde. These are completely separate issues.
Oui, Jacques Docker, je voudrais poser une question à Monsieur Almunia. Monsieur Almunia, vous avez dit que la France devra réaliser un effort d'ajustement supérieur à 1%. J'avais l'impression que dans le passé, vous étiez plus précis, vous chiffriez cet effort d'ajustement. Est-ce que c'est un peu de souplesse que vous donnez à la France?
Vous le savez, je donne toujours de souplesse dans toutes les recommandations du pacte de stabilité et de croissance et en même temps, j'ai de la fermeté pour l'application du pacte. Quelle est la différence entre la proposition initiale de la Commission et la recommandation qui a été aujourd'hui accordée? On avait mis dans notre recommandation initiale 1.25%. Et les représentants de la France, pas seulement la France, mais vous demandez la France, nous a dit, bon, mais selon les calculs, après les calculs de la Commission, l'ajustement, c'est 1.12% chaque année. Pourquoi vous avez mis 1.25%? Et on a négocié pendant des heures et des heures, et on a fini par accorder à vos 1%, au-dessus de 1%.
Je vous attentive au fait que jusqu'à présent, nous parlions toujours de la nécessité d'un ajustement structurel de 0.5% du PIB, mais que lors des réunions précédentes, nous avions estimé que la force de consolidation devait aller au-delà des 0.5% dont parle le pacte et donc la décision qui fut prise à l'endroit de la France comme à l'endroit d'autres pays est strictement en ligne avec le pacte.
Oui. Yeah. Caroline de Gruyter, NRC Handelsblad. You are both, I don't know who should answer the question, but you're both mentioning additional measures that Greece should have taken. Can you be a bit more explicit? What, for instance, concretely could they have done?
Yes. We understand that the new Greek government was recently elected and started their function weeks before. They were obliged by constitutional reasons to present the budget. They presented the budget for 2010 the 20th of November, so a few weeks after taking function. And we know that this is a very short time to fully prepare the reforms that are needed and the measures that should sustain the fiscal consolidation that is needed in Greece. This is the reason why the first step, the budget for 2010, reaches a target for the deficit of 9.1%, and both the Greek government and ourselves, we know that further steps are needed. Which are these further steps? First of all, the presentation of the updated stability program that will be sent here in January and will be discussed by the Eurogroup and ECOFIN in February. And according to the commitments adopted by the Greek government, this stability program will go beyond the structural adjustment that is included in the budget for 2010, and even the Greek minister has informed Mr. Juncker and myself that the government does not exclude even the supplementary budget for 2010 if needed. What kind of reforms we are waiting in Greece? A tax reform that is being prepared by the government, but is not yet spelled out. Second, reforms in the expenditure side of the budget, and some first conversations started to discuss a reform on the pension system, for instance. Greece needs reforms from the institutional point of view to improve the functioning of institutions that are key for a good and efficient public sector, and the government is working on this. And of course, is needed a very urgent reform of the statistical administration, of the Statistical Institute, and the government has announced that they will present a law, a new statistical law, to the parliament in January. So there are a lot of reforms that are in the pipeline. This will bring additional efforts for the consolidation that is needed in the Greek public finances. And I think that we are working in a good cooperation with the government and in particular with the finance minister, but we also think that the pressure should be maintained because it's of the essence that Greece will develop this medium-term consolidation. It's not only in the interest of Greece, that indeed it is, it's also in the interest of the euro area, because the problems in Greece are problems of the euro area, and the success in the reforms that Greece should developed will be a success for the whole euro area.
Une dernière question.
One last question.
Jurien van der Poel, Bloomberg News. Have you discussed tonight a possible successor of ECB Vice President Papademos? How many candidates have been discussed, and when do you expect to reach a decision?
We have discussed that issue. I've indicated to my colleagues that the delay for presenting candidates will come to an end by mid-December, that we will, as Eurogroup, try to take a decision in January, allowing us to enable the European Council to decide upon this matter during its March session. In between January and March, consultations have to be organized both with the ECB and the European Parliament, and I was very much insisting on the need we have to give the Parliament sufficient time to deliver its job.
M. Merci. Je voudrais savoir, vous êtes maintenant le candidat unique à la présidence de l'Eurogroupe. Est-ce qu'il y avait été des autres candidats dans le passé, notamment le ministre italien Tremonti?
Je n'ai pas connaissance que par le passé, il y aurait eu d'autres.
I wasn't familiar with the fact that there had been candidates
Pardon?
In the past. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Je n'ai pas connaissance qu'il y aurait une autre candidature que celle que je vous ai mentionnée.
Any other candidacy than mine. And nor do I, says Mr. Almunia.